It's my pleasure to welcome Guy Robitaille, who is one of our unsung heroes for a number of the unsung things that you do in the community, Guy. But first of all, tell me about yourself.
I'm a member of Riverstone Christian Fellowship Church here in Ironbrier. I am the community outreach coordinator for the church. So I do various things in the community on behalf of the church. And we also try to coordinate help with the other churches in town so that we can have a more strengthened approach to our community involvement. And that organization is called Ironbrier Churches Together in Service, ACTS. So on that basis, last year when the pandemic hit and we were informed by the Seniors at Home program in Ironbrier that many seniors were either unable to or did not want to go and buy their own groceries or shop their own groceries, I offered to put together necessary volunteers amongst our churches in town here. So I coordinated that effort. So we were able to find 35 volunteers to go do the shopping for local seniors. And that started at the end of April of 2020, and we concluded that in August when restrictions were relaxed. So what happened was our volunteers were put in contact with a local senior and got their grocery list, went shopping, and delivered their groceries. So we did that. And I'm also involved with the Ironbrier Food Bank. They started delivering groceries to local clients last year as a result of the pandemic. But they haven't stopped. They decided their clients were in need of this service on an ongoing basis. So we continue to deliver groceries to local families who are clients of the Ironbrier Food Bank.
Now, how have you personally handled the pandemic?
I'm out of the country in Central America. We have some humanitarian work going on in the country of Guatemala. So I haven't been able to be there for probably 15 months as a result of the pandemic. So I'm having to manage our feeding center and the work we do with the widows and the orphans in that country remotely, staying close to home. The pandemic, I see it as, for my particular circumstance, it was an opportunity for me to focus locally. That's what I've been doing, and it's been wonderful.
What's been one of the biggest challenges that you faced in doing this?
We try to work together as churches in Ironbrier. So it's really a matter of networking and going to organizations that are providing services like NeighborLink, The Fountain, Seniors at Home, and other organizations, and the Ironbrier Food Bank, and asking them, what are your needs? What are the needs that have arisen as a result of the pandemic that you need help in providing? So that's been my focus, is trying to find out what the needs are out there and then reaching out to our local churches and seeing if we can meet that need.
What accomplishment are you most proud of?
On short notice, when we were informed that local seniors couldn't go shopping or didn't want to go shopping out of fear of exposure, being able to find 35 volunteers to go and shop for local seniors. Within 2 weeks, we had 35 volunteers, and it blew my mind.
Well, I thank you for taking the time to chat with me today.
So I appreciate you calling me and interviewing me. And
cool. Sure, happy you have chosen to take part, and I thank you once again.
Okay, take care.